Indeed, I think you can't help but talk about food and family at the same time. And I think there'll be more of that this evening. But yeah, I have very specific things about that. Yeah, same thing. You have these, you know, I love most foods, but there are just some negative things. Like my dad, who was not the, you know, the favorite one in the family. Just this, so he would come home and you're like, ugh, Dad. So, and he would eat cottage cheese, you know, bad start already, but he would coat it with French dressing. And then tap Lowry's season salt all over it. And he had this really, like, hammer finger. Boom, 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 boom. And eat that with a huge glass of beef-a-mato. And you just, like, you know, so, and then, and smoke filterless Pall Malls the whole time. And a cup of coffee, and you just, like, so, yeah, that's just, you know, so... I guess I don't have that every day. But yet there are other things that my family has that are, you know, tied into, like, holidays and stuff that you're just like, that could be crap, but just because you have it all the time, it's delightful. Going back into, like, the poor white trash thing, it's so sad. It's awful. Christmas Eve tradition with us, because, ooh, it's Christmas and we're going to be fancy, we would have langostinos. Does anybody know what those are? You get them from, like, a deli, and they're basically lobster tails. They're like lobster tails in, it's like, you know, like, with, like, mayonnaise, and just, it's like this creamy dip, and it's terrible. You know, and the idea is, like, you shouldn't be able to get seafood for $3.99 a pound. There's a reason it's expensive. But we would always get that, like, ooh, we got the langostinos tonight, and we, because it was rich people food. And it was terrible. And I knew it was terrible. And you just look at it and you'd be like, oh, yeah, there's a little bit of fish in there with mostly just kind of white, kind of eggy filler. It's terrible. But, because it meant Christmas. Heck if, you know, any holiday involves my mom's green bean casserole with the little jerky, and that is just the most awesome thing ever. It is actually awesome, but it just means, like, I'm home, I'm with family, and we're eating the green bean casserole. So that's nice, and, you know, so that those are just some of the things. And deviled eggs. Deviled eggs. I love them, because that means, when do you have deviled eggs? But on holidays, and it's just that same thing of, like, yeah, I'm home. So those are our kind of, you know, just some of our specific things that we always do, you know, for certain. And my mom, oh, so I can tell you two quick things. So one, our next show in December is Holiday Disaster Stories. So look forward to that. Jim Tosney, Liz Warner, Victor Isaac, and some other surprises, so hooray. But I can tell you already, Christmas is coming up, and my mom has already got, like, 6 plates of fudge cooling in the garage. I'm not kidding. She makes that little, like, fluffernutter fudge. And there are tubs of it already being placed in cool locations around the house. And God bless her. I love that, because, like, I'm home. It's Christmas. Cavity. So we're ready for that. But anyways, Aaron, if we get a little house light action. So very quickly, I always like to come to the audience and find out a little bit about the people who chose to come to the show. So this is your chance to let me know. I'm curious about people's, is there any odd kind of family food traditions that you have going on for in your life? Like, well, whatever, it's, you know, Uncle Dan's birthday, we have this, you know, whatever. So I'm just curious if anybody has something like that. Crystal.
There's a dish that is prepared that I have never heard of in any context outside my own family. It's called Eggs a la Goldenrod. And it is essentially, you hard-boil some eggs, and you separate the yolks and the white. You put the white into a cream sauce, and then you pour that over broken up pieces of toast and then crumple the egg yolks on top.
Yes. Excellent. Anybody else? That?
Yes. My mother's favorite meal, her meatloaf, which is a combination of ground beef, really cheap sausage, ground sausage with lots of ligaments still in it. big curdled cottage cheese, breadcrumbs rolled into balls this big and soaked in egg. Combine it all together. Cook it, spread some French's mustard over it, and stick some green peppers on it. Presto, you got a delicious dinner.
And we wonder why she doesn't eat anything. And Mikhail, I know you wanted to offer. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, as you all know, I'm a big Russian. So as you can imagine, we have some very interesting dishes. I remember one particular meal, and this was a special event or something. But we had two of my least favorite things on this planet. One was borscht, and the other one was a concoction called holodets. Now, I think some of you have seen borscht. It's just beets and cabbage and stuff. But the way my mom makes it, it's not just beets, cabbage, stuff. It's cabbage! And more cabbage! And it's all red. So it's basically like a real soggy soup, and you're just eating this thing, and there's like big hunks of cabbage and potato. I really don't like cabbage. But the holodets is by far the nastiest thing I've ever seen. Imagine a jello mold, and inside is minced meat, hard-boiled eggs, and some sort of chicken broth congealed jello. And here it sits. And, of course, you know, you make it. You got to put it in the refrigerator. So it sits there, and it stinks up the whole refrigerator. And then she brings it out all nice and cold, slaps it on the table, and you just carve out these little pie sections of this. I mean, it's wiggling. It's jello. And it's got meat. Nasty. Blah. And so one particular meal, all that we had was holodets and borscht. Rock. And a disgusting place. So, that's when I started drinking vodka.
Jessica? I have two things that make me think of home. My mom would always, when she doesn't cook a lot, but when she did cook, she'd always burn it. So, if it's burnt, I think home. Yeah. And especially, she would especially burn fish, which is the really, really stinky, and broccoli, which is really, really stinky. Yeah. And she'd always cook fish and broccoli on the same night and burn them both. And then the other thing is sour cream cookies, which are the most amazing cookies. Sounds gross, but it's really good. And I like them because they were the biggest cookies she'd make. So you can only have one cookie, but it was that big. That was it.